Father, I give your name praise and glory and honor. I bless you for being my everything. I thank you right now, God, for being my provision, my leader, my guide, my comforter, my friend, my companion. And today I owe you my prayer. I owe you my worship. Hallelujah. I bless you, God, for being the greatest God in the whole world. I will sing to you in this holy place. I will tell you. I will pray to you in my secret place. For you are my everything. Yeah, I stand and give you glory and praise. For you are my everything. Hallelujah. Come on, stand and take 3 seconds to get to worship God right now. I don't care where you're standing. I want you to lift up your holy hands and begin to offer for worship, a praise, of appreciation to the Lord for being your everything. Before all mankind, I will continually praise your holy name for the rest of my life. I can stand and testify that none compares to you. For you are El Shaddai. Oh yeah, you are my everything. Father, I give you the praise and the glory and the honor. For you are my everything. Hallelujah. Father, I bless your holy name this day. And God, I will let the whole world know how great you are. What an awesome provider. What an awesome comforter. What an awesome friend. What an awesome God. I just want to testify a second. You're my life. Lord, you're my strength. You're everything to me. Even when I feel like giving up, you're my joy. So divine. Yes, you are. Surpasses all understanding. When I don't know where I'm going to turn to, Lord, you're my hope in the time of trouble. Even when I don't know where my next meal is coming from, somehow, some way you make a way. You're my life. You're my strength. Lord, you're everything to me. And I gotta testify that you are. Trial of this life, you step right in on time. You became my hope in the time of trouble. When the gas prices went high, you still made a way. You are my life. You're my strength. You calm my mind, just like you calm the sea. You
You are our everything, Lord. You are our everything. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a good day to be alive, and we just thank God for another day's journey. Good morning, and welcome, Blog Talk listeners all around this beautiful world, to Runner for Christ Ministries Saturday morning worship service. I am Kathy Clyburn, your presiding person for this Saturday morning worship experience, brought to you by Runner for Christ Ministries, a church of teaching, learning, and doing. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in regularly, and we ask that you tell someone else that this Saturday morning worship service is happening. As always, we will start out with scripture and prayer, and at Runner for Christ Ministries, we believe is vital, and the word of God tells us so. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path, okay? And guess what? Today is Youth Saturday. And, you know, on the fourth and fifth Saturday of each month, we give the youth the opportunity to serve and to participate in our morning worship service. And we have this morning to do scripture and prayer as our very own King Darius Freeman. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
Good morning. King Darius, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Carry on.
Okay. Good morning, Blog Talk listeners all around the world. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As she said, my name is Darius Freeman, and I'll be opening up this Saturday worship and praise this morning. Today's reading will be coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 10, and verses 14 through 21. I repeat. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 10 and 14 through 21. It is titled, We Are God's Ambassadors. So we are always confident, even though we know that as long as we live in these bodies, we are not at home with the Lord. For we live by believing and not by seeing. Yes, we are fully confident, and we would rather be away from these earthly bodies. For then, we will be at home with the Lord. So whether we are in this body or away from this body, our goal is to please him. For we must all stand before Christ to be judged. We will each receive whatever we deserve for the good or evil we have done in this earthly body. Either way, Christ's love controls us. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we all have died to our old life. He died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ who died and was raised for them. So, we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from human point of view. How differently we know him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. And all those is a gift from God who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God was giving us this task, reconciling people to him. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making speak for Christ when we fled. Come back to God, for God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be right with God through Christ. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his great and mighty word. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today for this opportunity once again to offer you so much deserved praise and thanksgiving. We ask that you fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who will take part in this worship service. Lord, we thank you for life, love, family, friendship, and fellowship. Lord, we ask that you hear and answer prayers of faith that we are lifted to you by your people, and that you heal the sick and comfort of the many bereaved. Lord, bless the preacher with the word from you for all of us to hear and obey and be blessed by. Lord, we pray that our songs, prayers, and preach word lift up Jesus so that all those who are lost will be found. Dear Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior in Jesus Christ, and it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask these blessings. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, King Darius. We appreciate you so much. Have a great day.
Okay, you guys too.
Thank you. All right. Now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord, we will continue to be ministered with our song selection service with our very own shepherd, Pastor O. Take it away, Pastor O.
DMJ.
I got it, I got it.
Amen. It's already mine. It's already, don't you know, before you got here, Jesus already had everything all planned out. Your life might be a mystery to you, and it should be, because we ain't God. We don't know everything. But guess what? The one who knew everything got everything all together for you. See, you don't have to, Christians, can I talk to them Christians who running around their house trying to get rid of negativity, burning sage and waving crystals? I don't even want to ask you how you all the way out your mind. I ain't going to even do that, because we in church. We praising the Lord, right? Amen. But I know that ain't you, but you know somebody running around their house trying to chase the devil out with some sage. The devil don't even have a nose. How you going to chase him out the house? The smoke burn? He can't even burn his eyes with the smoke because he don't have no eyes. Amen. And he ain't scared of no crystals either. Hey, guess what? When we got problems, there is this group. Now, that was Pastor Mike Jr. before anybody asked me. That was Pastor Mike Jr. Now, here's a group. They call themselves Fire. They say they're that fire. Now, instead of running around your house burning sage trying to get rid of negativity, and instead of running around your house waving crystals like you completely lost your mind, Christian church, amen, this song, the group Fire, they're going to tell you how to get your problems fixed. So all you got to do is listen.
whatever you're going through. Right now, don't know which way to turn. Yeah, sleepless nights, crying all night long. Yeah, whatever it is, hey, they fix it.
That's why I called on him. Yesterday I was talking with the Lord, and you know, and the question came up, why you only call on the Lord? Why don't you pick up the phone and call a friend? Phone a friend. I said, Jesus, if I phoned a friend and said, can you take me to work every day, pick me up at 8 o'clock and come back and get me at 4 o'clock and drop me off back at home, can you do that every day? No. How many of y'all got friends who could do that every day for 30 years till you retire or longer? They can't do that, right? But Jesus can. Why? Because Jesus can get me a car. I remember back in the day, he did that for me. I needed a car because I was working three jobs. You know, after I said I'd never work for anybody, I was working three jobs. And I was walking home, and people was passing me by. Amen? And I could have called on my family, could have called on my friends, but I called on Jesus. Well, I really didn't even call Jesus. You know what? I just kept walking. And one day, Dawkins and Dawkins, this song that they made, Come By Here, Jesus just came by and gave me a car. Amen. Go ahead. Thank you, Patsy Perkins.
here.
We're called to be a light, a light to the whole wide world. How many light holders do I have in here? Come on, shine your light. Everybody, shine your light. Shine bright so the whole wide world will know that we are kingdom.
Everyone that I meet, I can give a smile. And everywhere I see you need, I go the extra mile.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking for change, but who'll take the lead? Yeah, the change that I wanna see is gonna start with me. Everybody saying,
come on, hey,
give a smile.
Come on, say.
Amen. God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, right? It's the kingdom, not religion. It ain't the building. But guess what? The building is you. And God said he would write his laws, not like he did in the Old Testament, on tablets of stone, but on the flesh, on our hearts. Amen. In other words, he would implant it into our spirit. And how would he do that? He would give us his word, 66 books, right? And we'd read them and soak them up, and then the Holy Spirit will bring to our remembrance whatever the Lord commanded us. You know, we're going to slow it down just a little bit and think about the great and awesome love that God has lavished on us. I think it says over there in 1 John chapter 3, and some of them verses over there, it says, how God has lavished his love on us. Who are we, amen, that he should just lavish his love on us? I'm telling you, Rudy Currents, you know, you probably don't know who that is, but Rudy Currents wrote a song, and it's called No Greater Love, amen, and I want you to think about it. You know, nobody else has ever or will ever love you greater than God, because there's nothing greater or nobody greater than Jesus Christ. And God gave up his son just to have you. There is no greater love than that.
Dear Father, yeah, I know you see me.
Cannot hide, you know what I have done. Yet you decided to love me anyway. No, I cannot lie. How do you see beyond my flaws? No, I don't know why you would save somebody like me. That would claim a filthy rag.
What kind of love is this?
Yeah. That can still see the good when it's all bad.
What kind of love is this?
That would lay down his life just for me. None greater. None greater. Oh, there is no greater love.
No, there is no greater love.
No, there is no greater love.
No, there is no greater love.
You took my case in a sad but not pain. Yet you
Amen. 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 As always, Pastor, well, you took us there, and we just thank you for those blessings and songs and faith and testimony. Our hearts have truly been moved and encouraged. Amen. Which takes us to time to talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns, because there is power in prayer. Following this selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own King and Prophet Malachi Freeman, offering prayer and petitioning God on our behalf. Meet us at the altar and prepare to receive Malachi Freeman. Pray to the Lord. Amen.
My heart started pounding as I listened to what was said, cause in my head I never thought it could happen to me. But I recall what I was taught in the 34th chapter of the book of Psalms. In spite of our afflictions, he'll deliver us from them all. My trust hard sometimes, and when those moments come, I'll rest within your arms and give you praise for what's about to come. No matter how long it takes, I'll never give up my praise. So while I wait, I'll be patiently praising. Book of James, the proud faith shall save the sick, the Lord will raise them up once again. Yeah, that encourages me to praise him along the way to my breakthrough.
I trust
I'll never.
Let us go to the altar.
Thank you, Father God in heaven. We come to you, thanking you for this day. Thank you for waking us up and keeping us safe. Thank you for meeting all our needs. Also, thank you for all you do for us. Lord, we know we are not perfect, and we need your forgiveness. Please forgive us of everything we have committed. Father God, we ask for direction in our lives. We ask for a sound mind, but we have a clear vision for what you want us to do for you. God, you know your word forwards and backwards, so you know what you meant in Proverbs 22:6, which says, start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. Thank you, Lord, for telling this to the grown-ups. We pray that they will obey you, because if they do, this will give us a solid foundation. God, you also know that Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing a message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. Father, we need to hear and learn your word. We thank you for good biblical teachers who preach messages about Christ so that we can be faithful followers. Although we are young, we know that we need to be able to reach others through the message of your word. So please help us, Lord. Oh, Lord, that's according to Acts 8:31, the Ethiopian asked how he can understand your word unless someone explains it to him. So he invited Philip to sit with him, and he learned. We see in that story just how important it is for us to listen to our parents. We also need to watch the example they set. So we pray for their thoughts now, Lord. Father God, please bless the leaders so that they make the right decisions concerning our education and safety in our schools all over the world. Let them be mindful of your warning about mistreating children. You said in Matthew 18:6, if anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in you, to stumble, it will be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck than to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Lord, we pray that this will not be necessary and that the doctors just do what you tell them to do. Lord, bless the state of Texas that are in mourning for the loss of 19 precious children. They are with Jesus right now. And Lord, bless the parents and all the family members affected by this tragedy and give them the strength to get through this time of grief. Lord, hear our praise, and Lord, we know above all you can protect us, whether we are at home, at school, on the bus, or even walking here and there. You are everywhere, and we are grateful. Please wrap your arms and love around us. Thank you, Lord, even though we are youth, with you by our side, we can change the world in the way you intend it to be. Lord, we love you. We praise you with all our heart and soul. We lift you up and magnify your name, and our hearts are filled with praise. Lord, in all our ways, we acknowledge you. In Jesus' name, we are so grateful. Amen.
Trust and believe. I'll never leave you lonely. I need you to know I am always right beside you.
Thank you. Thank you, Malachi Freeman, for praying and making our request known to God. Have a good day. All right. So far, we are having a great time this morning. And I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be your presiding person. And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship experience, then be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Share the love, joy, and the blessing. Thank you, youth, for participating in our service today. You are loved and you are needed. Okay, time for the preach word, a message from God. The best part. Icing on the cake. The next voice you will have the pleasure of hearing following this song selection is our very own man of God, Associate Pastor Terrence Tate. Prepare to receive Associate Pastor Terrence Tate coming his own way with a word from the Lord. Amen.
Surrender to the Lord. We want to say yes to Jesus. We want to give our all to Him. We want to totally surrender to Him so that He can take control of our lives and so that His will can be done in our lives. That's His will for each and every one of us. So we want to sing that song to Him today. We want you to lift your hands as we worship the Lord with this song, and we're going to sing yes to our God. Jesus. We thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you, Jesus, for your presence in this room right now. And we thank you, Jesus, that you are great, and you are mighty, and you are real, and you are pure, and you are holy. We love you today, Jesus, and we're so thankful, God, that we could lift our praises up to you. We're so thankful, God, that we can worship you in spirit and in truth, because you are worthy, Heavenly Father. For we truly adore you today. We love you. We magnify you. You are everything, Jesus. Hallelujah. One more time.
Glory, 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 glory to God. Our gracious God and our Heavenly Father. What a privilege it is to come to you during this sacred time. What a privilege it is, what a privilege it is to say thank you for giving us the opportunity to say yes to you, because you chose us to be your ambassadors. You chose us to be your witnesses in these last days. Father, I just ask that you have your way and let your will be done. Let it be all of you and none of me, and let this word that you have given me to preach spiritually marinate in the listener's heart. Lord, I ask that you purify my heart so I can say what you want me to say in the way that you want me to say it. It is in your precious and holy name that I pray this prayer. Amen and amen. Good morning, all Blog Talk Radio listeners all around the world. What a privilege it is for me to come to you with the message from God. I don't take this lightly, and I will not ever take it lightly. Right now, I picked that song because I asked Pastor to play that song before I preach today, because I was meditating on what I was going to preach this past week, and the Lord said, why don't you preach this subject? The subject is, don't say no to your God-given purpose because of what you're going through. Let me say that again. Don't say no to your God-given purpose because of what you're going through. And the scriptures that the Holy Spirit wants me to use is, the first one is Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And it reads as follows. For we know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. The second scripture that the Holy Spirit wants me to use is John chapter 16, verse 33. And that says, in this life, you are going to have trials and tribulations. But here's the good part. But be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world. There is nothing that we go through in this life that God doesn't know about. There is nothing in this life that we go through that God doesn't know about. God said in Hebrews chapter 13, I will never leave you nor forsake you. See, church, when we are facing trials, we can't continue to tell God, I don't know what my purpose is. We can't continue to tell God no to our God-given purpose. And what I mean by that is, we can't continue if God asks us to pray for someone, we can't continue to tell God, I'm not going to pray for that person because I am going through my own trial. And it's hard for me to pray when I go through, while I'm going through my own trial. I say it all the time, we have to be willing to tell God yes. We have to be willing to say yes to our God-given purpose, even though we are facing trials in our lives. There was a part in the song that would just play before I preach that said, where you lead me, I will go. Where you lead me, I will go. Even though we are facing trials in our lives, we have to be willing to let the Lord guide us and tell us where he wants us to go We are God's ambassadors. And if we are not willing to tell, and if we are not willing to let the Lord use us in the way that he wants to use us, then we are not, we won't be able to understand what our God-given purpose is in this life. This is not our home. But God gave us an assignment here on earth to fulfill while we're here on this earth. Church, we have to change our attitude when it comes to our God-given purpose. We really do. We have to look at our God-given purpose as a blessing, not a curse. You know, because Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 12, it said, Paul said, "For I've learned to be content in whatever situation I'm facing. I've learned to be content whether I have plenty or whether I have nothing." Then in verse 13 in chapter 4, it says, "I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me." Saints, if God calls some of us to be ministers of the gospel, please don't tell God, "I'm not qualified to do that." If God calls some of you to be teachers, don't tell God. Please stop telling God, "I'm not qualified to do that." What we should be doing, and I'm not fussing at anybody, but it's the way the Lord gave it to me. But what we should be doing when we are uncomfortable doing the assignment that God tells us to do, what we should be doing is we should be asking the Lord, "Lord, I know you've called me to teach, but I don't know how to teach. Can you help me teach? Lord, I know you called me to preach, but I'm not qualified to be a preacher. Can you help me preach?" Because he said in his word in Jeremiah 33:3, he said, "Call on me in the time of need, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things that haven't been fulfilled yet." Church, the main reason why we don't know what our purpose is because we refuse to ask God for help. We are so used to doing it ourselves. We are so used to complaining about our purpose. But don't say no to your God-given purpose because of what you're going through. There are some of you out there right now who may be going through grief, but while you're going through your own grief, Jesus wants you to help somebody else who's going through the same thing you are. Don't say no to your God-given purpose because of what you're going through. Because your purpose, your grief may help somebody else who's going through grief. Your divorce may help. Your rocky relationship may help somebody else who's going through a rocky relationship. It's all about how you look at your God-given purpose. If you look at your God-given purpose with a negative attitude, your God-given purpose won't be fulfilled the way God wants it fulfilled. But if you look at your God-given purpose with a positive attitude, your God-given purpose may be used to help someone else who is going through what you are going through. I'm going to tell you a story. It was January 26, 2015, and many of you all already know what happened on January 26th. On January 26, 2015, the Lord took my mother home. And then a month later, he took a best friend of mine home with him. And then I said, Lord, why did you take the two people that were my best friends home? And you know what he said? Because their purpose on earth was over. Now, what I'm trying to say is, I went through grief back to back because my mother went home to be with the Lord. And then a month later, when I was at school, I found out that my best friend went home to be with the Lord at 20 years old. So I was angry. I was angry. But the Holy Spirit told me, son, I know you're angry, but you gotta help somebody else who's going through the same thing you are. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, this is the hardest thing that I went through. And he said, son, don't say no to your God-given purpose because of what you are going through. And then he said, because your grief, you might bless somebody else with how you handled your grief. You will be able to tell other people how you handled your grief. And I said, but Lord, I don't want to. And he said, son, don't say no to your God-given purpose because of what you go through. See, it's all about how you look at what you go through. Because in the Bible, it says in 1 Peter 5 and 7, it says, cast your cares upon me because I care for you. Verse 8 says, for the devil is roaming about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You may be going through something right now that you don't like, but never say no to your God-given purpose because of what you're going through. Because you never know. God may use what you're going through to teach other Christians how to live a victorious life. There was a song that was playing before a few songs back during the praise and worship part of the service. And the song said, part of the song said, Lord, use me to make a difference. Saints, God can't use you to make a difference if you don't say yes to his will. God can't use you to make a difference in the world with your story if you refuse to say yes to his will. And if you refuse to let him have his way. He wants your heart. He wants to do what Psalms chapter 51:10 says. He wants to create in you a clean heart. He wants to renew in you a right spirit so that you will be able to see him in a different light. But if you refuse to say yes to his will, he can't do that. He wants you. He doesn't want your materialistic stuff. God wants your heart. God wants to hear your heart. And he wants to line your thoughts up with his will. Isaiah chapter 55:8 says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. God can't transform your life the way he wants to transform your life if you keep refusing to say yes to your God-given purpose. The more you continue to refuse to say yes to your God-given purpose because of what you're going through, the more you're hurting yourself spiritually. You're hurting yourself emotionally when you refuse to tell God yes to your God-given purpose. If God called you to be an engineer and you don't know how to be an engineer, wherever you're called to be an engineer, call on him in the time of need, and he will answer you. He will tell you great and mighty things that haven't been done yet. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, plans to give you hope and peace. I didn't give you plans to harm you. God's purpose for you is way better than your purpose for you. God's plans for you are way better than your own plans for you. You were, church, let me tell you something. You were designed to be who you are so that you could be a blessing to people in your own way. Can I say that again? You were designed to be who you are by God so that you could be a blessing to the world the way God wanted to be a blessing to the whole world. See, it wasn't a part of my agenda to be a minister, but it was God's it was a part of God's plan for me to be a minister. I didn't want to be a minister. I'll be honest with you. I did not want to be a minister. But Jesus told me, son, part of my plan for you is for you to impact the world with the gospel. And I said, Lord, but I'm in a wheelchair. He said, I know, but you can impact the world with the gospel in a wheelchair. It wasn't a part of my plans for me to write a book, but the Lord wants me to write a book. And I didn't see myself writing a book, but the Lord sees me writing a book. So what am I saying to you? No matter what you are going through in your life, do not say no to your God-given purpose. Because you know what? The joy of the Lord is your strength. You can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. But it's all about how you look at your God-given purpose. If you look at your God-given purpose with a negative attitude, you won't hear from God clearly. But if you think about your God-given purpose with a positive attitude, your God-given purpose may take you all around the world. And one thing that I want to say before I close, no matter what people say about you, let God use you in the way that he wants to use you. Let him use you wherever he wants to use you. And let him use you whenever he wants to use you. And if we would just let God have his way in our lives, the church will be so much better. Because all God wants is our hearts. He doesn't want anything else. He wants our hearts. He wants our souls. But he can't have them if we don't say yes to our God-given purpose. No matter what we go through, no matter what it costs us, we are ambassadors of Christ. And the word says in James chapter 1, verse 22, it says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. And it says in Luke chapter 6, verse 46, it says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do anything I say? And one more scripture, Luke 10:19 says, behold, I have given you power to tread on snakes and scorpions. I've also given you power to overcome every power of the enemy. Saints, as you go through this week, don't let the enemy cause you to say no to your God-given purpose. Don't let the enemy cause you to look at your God-given purpose with a negative attitude. Have a positive outlook. Have a positive attitude about what God has you doing and where God has you going. Because once again, if you will start looking at your God-given purpose with a negative attitude, if you will start looking at your God-given purpose with a positive attitude, no matter what you are going through, you will impact all kinds of people and all kinds of ways. Our gracious God, our Heavenly Father, what a privilege it was to preach your word. And Father, I thank you for allowing me to just have, I thank you for having your way in me. Because it was all of you and none of me. You gave me the power to preach your word the way you wanted your word to be preached. Father, let that word that you've given me to preach pour into the people's souls like sweet smelling water. And Father, if they need help understanding what their God-given purpose is, all they have to do is ask you. All they have to do is ask you to help them know what their God-given purpose is. Father, help the body of Christ to stop looking at our God-given purpose with a negative attitude. But help us to look at your plans for us with a positive attitude, because you look at us every day with a positive attitude. So, Father, as I close and as your children go through this week, if they get down, let them know to look at their God-given purpose with a positive attitude. Because all things are possible with you. Nothing is impossible with you. Father, it's been a privilege and an honor to preach your word the way you wanted your word to be preached. And it is in the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name, the name that one day every knee will bow to, that every tongue will confess to, that I pray this prayer, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. What an amazing word. You know, so many things were said that is just so relevant to what's going on in the world today when you're talking about grief. You know, when you're talking to the youth who are, you know, about to graduate and they have to go out into the world and, you know, try to figure out who they are and what they're going to be. And, you know, that can seem kind of daunting or scary because, you know, everybody is, you know, required to go to college and everybody wants their kids to get an education. And, you know, kids are stressed out right now because it's hard to figure out life when you're 18. It's hard to say what you want to do from here on out until the rest of your life. But the word that you gave was so powerful, not only to me on a personal level. We know with as far as grief that, you know, we know the things that have happened in the last couple of weeks that are just almost unspeakable things, and you don't even know how to feel about it in your heart. And so the word was so powerful to speak to the fact that even though all these things are going on and we see all these things, that we cannot be deterred by the evil that's going on in the world, but we have to remember that we are here created for a purpose. And, you know, all of us in the body of Christ, we all have a purpose. I know when I say my prayers, you know, sometimes you're praying about this and then you start praying about something else and your prayers just go on and on. And I just try to ask the Lord to help me to do my part in the body of Christ, because we all have a part to play. We're not all ears. We're not all hands. We're not all feet. We are all different parts of the body to come together to make it function as one. So you said so much today, and the word was so powerful. This is most definitely some black coffee that you gave us today, and you told us how the Lord overcame everything. And so it's very easy to be negative, but we don't get anything but negativity back when we put negativity out there. So for us to remember that the Lord has plans for us, and that he created us all with a purpose, and that he overcame everything, all the evil that we see, we have to put that into perspective and look at the big picture. And you absolutely helped us do that today. So Pastor Terrence Tate, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for the word that you brought to us today. It was absolutely amazing, and we're very grateful, and we say thank you to you. Amen?
Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome.
Welcome back. Amen.
Thank you. I appreciate you. All right, y'all. Well, good morning. Happy Saturday, May 28th. It's the last Saturday in the month of May. Today's service was amazing. I've missed the last two Saturdays, and I just felt like I just needed this service to go on and on and on today. So it was pretty amazing. It was, you know, for the youth, and the music was popping, and the scripture and prayer, and everything was popping today. So it was amazing. And then just for us to have that word that is just so relevant to everything that's going on in the world today, and to each and every person personally who can relate to what was said today, absolutely amazing. So just to give you all, excuse me, a couple of announcements. Sunday, tomorrow, May 29th, we will have our in-person worship service beginning at 10 a.m. with our praise team, of course, leading us in song and worship. We will hear the preached word by Assistant Pastor Sarah McClendon, my girl, love her so much. You are welcome to join us in person. All we ask is that you please wear a mask. If you don't have one, no worries. We will provide you with one.
Also, if you're not comfortable with coming out, you can listen to our service on Blog Talk Radio at 1 p.m. By visiting our church website, rfcm.org, and clicking on recorded Sunday services. And to be honest with you, y'all need to go back with the day after this sermon, you know, this our service today gets posted, and go back and download this one and make sure to share, because it was so relevant to today. Amen. And I think we all can attach ourselves to, you know, some of the things and the feelings that were expressed today. So also, as a reminder, every Sunday at 4 p.m., our very own amazing presiding person and deaconess, Kathy Clyburn, will be on Blog Talk Radio with her show entitled Bring Back the Family. So please don't forget to tune in every Sunday at 4 p.m. and give her your support. Amen? Amen. Also, don't forget, excuse me, y'all. Every Wednesday at 6 p.m., we hold our Bible reading class here on Blog Talk Radio. Pastor Sarah McClendon will be teaching from the book of Proverbs, chapters 6 through 10. The questions are available online on our church website at rfcm.org. Just click on the Bible classes tab. Or if you're in person on Sundays, they will be on the back table in church. I always say, you know, we always talk about the back table. It's always good stuff on the back table. And everything on the back table is free. Okay, so go back there, indulge. There's books, there's, you know, goodies. People bring in snacks, there's, you know, stuff, just stuff. Just check the back table when you're either coming in the sanctuary or on your way out. Usually you probably want to check it on your way in, because if you get it on your way out, everything, you know, depending on what you want, might be gone. So just make sure you check the back table. Amen? Amen. Every Saturday, Bondage Breaker Ministries holds their ladies' Bible class from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Amen. So for more info, click on our Christian Resources tab at our church website, rfcm.org. And Pastor Janice Tate is the teacher for that. So if you'd like to participate, go to our Christian Resources page at rfcm.org, and you'll be able to get the information that you need to participate in the ladies' Bible class. Also, that same information is on the Christian Resources page for Bring Back the Family. Make sure you check that information out on our Christian Resources page as well. Also want to say that don't forget, okay, I'm trying to get my life together. Don't forget that all of our classes and our services here on Blog Talk Radio are recorded, archived, and free. All you have to do is go to our church website, rfcm.org. Click on the Blog Talk Radio tab. You can go back all the way to 2009. You know, Pastor got up his gusto, you know, to be able to finally get on Blog Talk Radio after Deaconess Kathy said, "Can't nobody see you?" It's funny how he tells that story. "Can't nobody see you? You at home, and everybody else is doing what they're doing." And so Pastor finally got up his nerve to get on Blog Talk Radio, and he's been on ever since 2009, and we have truly, truly, truly grown. The Lord has his hands on this Blog Talk Radio ministry, because we are going around the world. Amen? Amen. So don't forget, everything is recorded, archived, and free. Amen? Amen. So if you would like to pay your tithes and offerings, go to our church website, again, rfcm.org, excuse me, and click on tithes and offerings. If you would like to give to the preacher that preached that amazing word today, which was Pastor Terrence Tate, please remember to specify his name, you know, when you give your love offering, and we will see to it that he receives it. Amen. The Lord Jesus bless you in advance for your kindness in sharing with us and with him. Amen. Amen. So Matthew, excuse me, chapter 5, verses 13 through 16 says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Amen. We know that blessings are not always in the form of money or material things, but we do know that a kind word goes a long way, the gift of love is free, and a warm smile is the universal language of kindness. Amen. So take time out to be some sunshine to somebody in your world today, because as Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 and 2 says, keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters, and do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, you may have entertained angels without even knowing it. Amen? Amen. So we do want to send out prayers for our own Keela Freeman, who had surgery on yesterday, so please keep her lifted up in prayer for a quick healing and recovery. Amen. Continue to pray for Mother Irma Miller, who is recovering at home. Praise God. We are happy that she is at home. We are looking forward to her coming back into the church, but we are very happy that she is at home. Amen. Please continue to keep the father of our church. I love when Pastor O says that. Tyrone Hamilton, in your prayers. Also, continue to pray for all of our mothers on the move. Mother Cheryl, she gets the extra help in the prayers because she is, caretaker for Tyrone Hamilton, who is her husband. So we keep her in prayer, as well as Mother Marilyn, and as well as, excuse me, Mother Persia. Amen. We really want to ask special prayers for all of the bereaved families everywhere, especially our very own Deaconess Anita Chambers and the loss of her mom. You know, listening to Pastor Terrence today talk about grief and talk about how, you know, he lost his mom and his best friend all within a very short period of time. And so when I got the text message that Anita lost her mom, all I could think about was Lord Jesus, but she just lost her dad. You know, so when you talk about grief and you talk about, you know, losing your parents close together like that, there's no way to really, excuse me, express that. And the grief is just insurmountable when it comes to something like that. So we do want to keep her and her entire family in our prayers. Amen. So the arrangements for Nita's mom are Saturday, June 11th at Community AME Church. And the address is 4010 17th Street in Ecorse. Again, the arrangements are on Saturday, June 11th at Community AME Church, address 4010 17th Street in Ecorse. Amen. The family hour begins at 10 a.m. and the funeral begins at 11 a.m. So again, we ask that you please keep her family in your prayers. Amen. Also, I mean, it goes without saying, the last couple weeks in this world have been horrendous as far as violence. So just please continue to pray for the families of the children that were gunned down while doing what children are supposed to be doing, going to school, having fun, learning their ABCs, going outside and having recess and making lifelong friends. You know, they were doing what they were supposed to be doing, and someone chose to do something else. But again, God knows everything, and everything has a purpose, even though that was a horrible situation. And so we do want to ask that you continue to pray for the families of the children that were gunned down while in school in the mass shooting in Texas, and continue to pray for it. It was almost like the shooting in Texas overshadowed the shooting that just happened, 2 weeks ago in Buffalo, New York. So we just want to keep the people in Buffalo, New York that were killed doing normal, everyday people minding our own business things, going grocery shopping, okay? We just want to keep them lifted up in our prayers. We want to continue to pray for our world, our leaders. You know, it's almost pretty disgusting when you see leaders and politicians and how they respond to these mass shooting situations, and they respond to one another still in a political way. It's not about politics. This is about humanity. This is about loving one another, loving our neighbors as we love ourselves. This has nothing to do with politics, but yet they always tend to make it be just about that. So we, as the body of Christ, have a responsibility to keep God over everything. So regardless of what you see, regardless of what's going on, keep God first. Amen. So we just want to continue to pray for our world and our leaders. Continue to pray for those in Ukraine. Continue to pray for our president and our vice president while they continuously have to make tough decisions for our country that affect everyone. Amen. Amen. So on a lighter note, as we're closing out this month of May, we want to say happy birthday to all the Blog Talk listeners all over the world who celebrated their birthday this month. We want to say happy birthday to those that run for Christ Ministries who celebrated this month. We love them and send you sprinkles and kittens and rainbows and cupcakes and all that good stuff that makes your birthday what it is. Amen. So we know that Joyana celebrated her birthday on the 8th. We know that Deacon Rayfield Rogers celebrated on the 19th. We know that Melanie MacGyver, she celebrated on the 22nd. And Pastor John McFaul is closing us out today with his birthday on May 28th today. Amen. So happy, happy birthday. Love, hugs, and kisses from your Running for Christ Ministries family to you. Happy, happy birthday. Amen. Amen. So last but not least is your devotional for today. And it's entitled, Even in My Suffering, I Will Praise Him. And this is by Prone to Wander. I will declare your name to my people. In the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. Amen. And that's Psalm chapter 22, verses 22 and 23. Most of us have lived through moments of deep pain and hardships that felt like more than we can bear. We are not unfamiliar with the sorrow and grief. We know how challenging it can be to acknowledge God's faithfulness and sovereign hand in the middle of chaos and great loss. We wonder if he is still present or if he sees what we are going through. His words seemingly become stale and his promises mere platitudes, even if they aren't. Our present pain makes us prone to forget that nothing takes him by surprise and there is no tragic situation that God has not sovereignly permitted. He is always in control. And you know what? I should have given a preface on this before I read it. I did not pick this after I heard Pastor Terrence Tate preach. I already have my announcements in place and this devotional picked out before I even hear the sermon. Okay, so when I read this and I heard him, I said, okay, Holy Spirit, you just doing your thing today. Amen. Amen. So it continues to say, there aren't always easy answers. Hardships are hard and pain is real. We do not try to comfort each other by quoting Bible verses and expecting it to heal and solve everything. Instead, we are here to help one another set our eyes on the Lord and spur each other on to Christ-likeness, especially during difficulties, to be reminded that God has given us life eternal and hope that is beyond what this world can give. His presence is our comfort, and his faithfulness is our security. He has been through what we are going through, and he has prepared for us a heaven where pain and crying will be no more. Because of this truth, we praise him in our pain, in our challenges and life's uncertainties. We trust that our Father permits works, we trust that our Father permits works all things for our good and for his glory. Are you finding it hard to see the power of his truth and nearness of his presence today? You can be sure that he hasn't left you, and his word will prove faithful until the end. Glorify your Father today and praise him in your darkness. So as we pray this prayer together, Sovereign Father, we recognize how prone we are to forget that the pains of life are things we will go through in this world. Your word seems to lose its power and authority over our lives when we go through challenging times. Remind us to hold fast because you are not letting go of us. Instead of weakening our faith, use these trials to build up and strengthen our faith in you. We know you will always see us through, and nothing that happens to us is without purpose. In Christ Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and be filled with his Holy Spirit and be encouraged today as you keep on keeping on. Amen. Amen. And those are your announcements.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
And I
amen.
Am so glad to hear Crystal doing announcements. Praise the Lord. With a T on there. I mean, Lord. Thank you. Ooh, Jesus.
Yes,
I'm telling
yes.
you, you know what? I never knew how hard it was to do what you do until I had to do it. And even though it's on paper.
I got to do them again. Oh, Lord. I'm
like,
sorry.
Yeah, Jesus, like, you, so you can't even read paper. I'm like, well, you know, I ain't Crystal. She know how to read.
Yeah. You know what? And most of what I say is kind of ad-libbed because I'm a talker kind of by nature anyway. I talk a lot even though I don't always like talking. If that makes any sense, it makes perfect sense to me. You know, so a lot of what I say, even though I have my standard announcements, a lot of what I say is just kind of ad-libbed just based on, you know, what I feel like the Holy Spirit is telling me to say. So, you know, as long as you read what's on the paper, then you good. Everything else you ain't got to do, I got that.
You know, man, you know, it's a good thing, brother. I'm just glad
yes.
you are back in your seat. And
thank
I'm telling you, what you need to
yes.
do, as soon as this is over, go get in the bed, stay there till next Saturday so nothing
okay.
else happens.
Hey, tell that to my son, my little germbot son, who going to school dances, and they all, you know, don't nobody want to wear a mask. No, you look at the picture. He got his mask on, and maybe two other kids got their masks on, and then you know you get this mask flu, and then you come home germbotted and in here trying to lay all up under me.
Germbot.
I know I'm sick. Yes. Oh my
Did you
God.
Call him a little germ bot?
He's a whole little petri dish. Just a little petri dish of germs. Ugh.
Oh, Jesus, a germ bot. I can't wait to
yes.
use that. Come get your little germ bot.
Get your little germ bot. Get out of here.
So you going to get me beat up. Some parent going, what you call my
yes.
child a little germ
yes.
bot? Crystal
little
told me to say
bot.
That. Oh, there you go.
That's right. Yes. Get your little germ bot self out of here. Coming in from my mama. Listen to my cough, and you all in my face. And 3 days later, they go my throat, and it was downhill from there. I'm like, get out. Just go sleep on the
I know.
Get out. I can't.
It's just really crazy. You know, the flu is
yes.
like, I'm here. What you going to do? Might as well lay down.
Seriously.
I got you for 2 weeks.
Yes, I got you. Wrapped up. Lay down here. I'm going to kick you right in your chest. Just go lay down and stay there. That's what happens.
Just lay down. I'm going to teach you how to call on Jesus all day. Every
Hello.
Day.
Okay. Because I was just six months ago jacked up because of him, too. So I'm like, look, you got one more time. You're going to have to get out of here, bro. You can't keep doing this. I'm too old.
Anyway, Chris, it's good to hear you. And I'm glad
hey,
you're back.
Glad
God
be
bless
back.
You. It's
yes,
so good
thank
to hear
you,
your voice.
Thank you.
Congratulations
on
getting a mirror through these years. And I saw him with the graduation
Amen.
Cap and gown on.
Yeah.
And that is awesome. You know, that's
Amen.
Some awesome work right there. That is it.
Amen.
And now
I'm
he
so
gets to have
him.
Fun.
He's your boy. Oh,
he
Jesus.
Gets to join
yep,
the rest
him.
Of us.
Hello. He's like, I don't want to go. Too late. Talk to Jesus about it. I've been asking him to go back to 14 for years, and he ain't reversed the clock yet. So you might just want to get on board, brother. Jump
yeah,
he's
going
to want
to after a couple of years of adulthood, he's going to be like, you know
yeah.
when you told me go back to 14? Well, we can go ahead and do
mm-hmm.
that.
We
I'll
can
take
do that
six
now.
More
yes.
years.
Yes, but we're taking it slow because, you know, I still want him to enjoy being a kid because, you know, just because you're a teenager, you're 18, and the world sees you as being responsible or capable of being responsible for life, we know that that's not the case. And so you can't throw your
no.
kids out there to the wolves. They still need guidance and help, and you still have to teach them because whatever it is that you give them is what they take into their adult life. So we moving slow, one little thing at a time, but he got it.
That,
he got it. God
that's
got him.
Getting
God got him.
Turn it.
So.
Turning 18 and you out of the and you all set. That's
no,
a myth.
No.
Turn 18 and your bills just
yes.
got bigger.
Hello. Okay. And then if you can't wrangle them boys, then you're gonna be a hot mess for the rest of your life. So yeah, no, we're not
telling
doing that.
You.
No.
Thank you,
One
Crystal. Have
time.
A blessed day.
You're welcome.
Blessed
you
afternoon.
Too.
Tell Mir we say what's
you
up
too.
And congrats.
I sure will. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All righty. Hey, man, we thank God for each and every one of you who tuned in. And as you heard Kathy say, if this Saturday morning worship service is a blessing to you, we created it for our members who couldn't get out to church on Sunday. They still had church on Saturday. Because some folks feel like if I don't go to church, my whole week going to be messed up. This prevents that from happening. And we have a whole lot of members who don't even live in America, places where they can't even have a church service. And so they get to have this. And so I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Kathy for getting Darius and Malachi. And I want to thank Pastor Terrence Tate and of course, Crystal. Oh, God, I'm so glad she's back. I don't have to have that. Amen. She got that because that's what she do. That's her lane. I was hitting all up against the walls in her lane. My car all scraped up. Anyway, amen. So thank everybody and all of you who tune in every Saturday and listen. And thank every one of you who, when I share it, you pick it up and you share it with somebody else. And then everybody gets to know. You share it on Facebook. You share it on Twitter. You share it on LinkedIn. You share it on something called Tumblr. You share it on Instagram. Instagram trips me out. That's like somebody walking up to you and say, let me show you some pictures of my grandkids, because that's all it is. But anyway, God bless you. God keep you. Amen. I want to give you a report on what we did last Wednesday. Every fourth Wednesday, we join up with First Fruit Living Ministries, their lunch, free lunch program, Street Love, that's what she called it. Amen. We were able to pray for 15 people, and most of them were young men. Amen. And, of course, since I was the only man there, I got to pray for all these young men. And they wanted prayer. They got the lunch, they got a Bible, but they wanted prayer. And I just thank God for that bunch of young men seeking prayer. And two of them in particular wanted prayer so they could take care of their kids and get along with the children's mother. And they're asking Jesus to do that for them. So I want y'all to believe with me that Jesus is going to answer those prayers. Oh, they want him in his life, but they just don't know how to get him. And funny thing, I started handing out cards to our church, and they asked me, where was our church? I said, it's right here. And we're here every Sunday, so we might see some new faces. We had one person to rededicate their life to Christ. 40 people turned out. We gave away 6 Bibles, okay, and we had a whole lot of other stuff that was donated to Sister Shelley to give away, and she gave all that stuff away. So Jesus got the glory. And you know that song that we opened the song with? Open up with? We're light, and we were made to shine, and God blessed us. We were able to shine on that day, and he kept the rain away. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. It's the holiday weekend. Have an awesome time. Eat way too much. And then try to walk it off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Amen. Watch out. Go ahead.
Living holy in the night. On the gospel channel. This time I brought my family and some friends, just to tell you no matter how hard it gets, no matter how rough, every brother, every sister I said, listen, don't give up.
I know the day is dim. You gotta hold on.
Yeah.
that perfect beat. Amen. Don't want to close without a benediction. Don't want to close without getting some last words from the Lord to hold us up as we continue on in this life. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace till we all meet again. Amen. The whole church everywhere in the world said, amen.